This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung affirms no government interference in public service broadcasting and ensures an unbiased stance. Maghi Sankranti is being celebrated across Nepal by organizing various programs. And South Korea begins impeachment trial against suspended President Yoon Suk-yeol. Now the news in detail. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithvi Subba Gurung, has emphasized that there would be no government interference in public service broadcasting and the ministry would maintain an unbiased stance. During his address at the inaugural ceremony of the Public Service Broadcasting pre-launch program, Minister Gurung clarified that public service broadcasting will operate autonomously and independently, expressing confidence that it will now focus on delivering quality information. Minister Gurung stressed that PSB must ensure citizens' right to information without allying with political powers. Likewise, Minister Gurung stressed the importance of PSB fulfilling its responsibilities towards society and the nation. Minister Gurung also expressed hope that PSB would operate based on principles of participation, equality and inclusivity. The minister urged PSB and to select content that promotes unity within diversity and to prioritize service over profit in contrast to other media outlets. Similarly, Minister Gurung called for public service broadcasting to be focused on serving society, the public and the country. Minister Gurung also advised that rather than copying foreign models, public service broadcasting should be transformed and developed according to Nepal's unique characteristics. Furthermore, Minister Gurung emphasized that public service broadcasting must be the voice of people in remote areas and play an active role in promoting good governance by holding the state and government accountable. Likewise, speaking at the pre-launching ceremony, Public Service Broadcasting Nepal's Executive Chair Dr. Mahendra Bista emphasized the significant contributions of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television to the nation's prosperity and the promotion of art and culture. Executive Chair Dr. Bista emphasized that public service broadcasting aims to transform both institutions into a modern framework, strengthening their existence. Executive Chair Dr. Bista stated that public service broadcasting's primary focus will be on nation building, providing timely information during disasters, and contributing to national prosperity. Likewise, Dr. Bista also stressed the need for the government to prioritize international practices in public service broadcasting for better implementation. Similarly, Secretary of the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Radhika Arial, stated that Public Service Broadcasting Nepal is designed to reflect the nation's unique characteristics. Delivering her remarks at the Public Service Broadcasting pre-launch event, Secretary Arial assured that the ministry will expedite efforts to implement additional talks mandated by the Public Service Broadcasting-related acts, ensuring the effective functioning of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal in line with its legislative framework. Vice Chairperson of the National Planning Commission, Dr. Sivaraj Adhikari, expressed confidence that public service broadcasting will ensure the delivery of reliable information. Vice Chair Dr. Adhikari emphasized that trustworthy information strengthens both democracy and the nation. Vice Chair Dr. Adhikari expressed his belief that public service broadcasting would play a key role in fulfilling this responsibility and further stated that he trusted public service broadcasting to provide a balanced and impartial information flow. Meanwhile, the official website of Public Service Broadcasting, which includes Radio Nepal and Nepal Television, has also been launched at www.psbnepal.gov.np. The website was unveiled by Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung during the inaugural ceremony of the Public Service Broadcasting pre-launch event at Singhadarbar today. The website provides institutional information, activities and legal resources related to public service broadcasting. Currently, it is in its preliminary phase and the website will soon be fully operational. Public Service Broadcasting Executive Chair Dr. Mahendra Bista announced that an English version of the website will also be launched soon, enhancing accessibility for a broader audience. The pre-launch program will conclude on the 16th of January. Maghi Sankranti, also known as Makar Sankranti, is being celebrated nationwide today. The festival is marked by taking holy dips in rivers and ponds, worshipping at temples, and enjoying traditional delicacies such as ghee, yam, khichdi, chakku, and sesame-based sweets. Astrologically, the day holds importance as the sun begins its northward journey, moving from the Tropic of Capricorn towards the Tropic of Cancer. It is believed that days become longer and nights shorter for this day. According to religious texts like Bhavishya Puran and Dharma Sindhu, observing the festival brings blessings and strengthens the body. The Newar community celebrates the day as Gyo Chaku Sonu, where elders apply warm edible oil to juniors. In the Thorai, it is observed at the festival of Bats known as Nahan, while the Tharu and Magar community celebrate it as Maghi, marking their new year. Thousands of devotees gathered at Devghat Dham early this morning to participate in the Maghi Sankranti fair. The government has also declared a public holiday to mark the occasion. President Ramchandra Portal extended his best wishes, expressing hope that the festival would inspire unity, mutual respect, and the preservation of culture and nature. Similarly, speaking at a tea reception organized at the President's office on the occasion of Maghi, President Ramchandra Portal has called on everyone to unite and address the country's existing challenges. President Portal emphasized that good governance, development and peace are the aspiration of the Nepali people. Likewise, President Portal stated that the primary goal of Nepal's constitution and the federal democratic republican system is to ensure good governance, development and peace. President Portal expressed confidence that festivals celebrated by various communities such as Maghi foster mutual love, harmony and reconciliation among Nepalis while strengthening national unity. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli also sent greetings, highlighting the day's significance and wishing for happiness and prosperity for all. Speaker Devraj Khemere emphasized the role of traditional festivals in fostering harmony, while National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal underscored the festival's contribution to national unity and cultural preservation. Deputy Speaker Indira Rana and National Assembly Vice Chair Bimala Ghibire also extended their wishes, urging everyone to work together for the nation's progress. A total of 17,691 adults and girls aged between 10 to 14 years will receive the HPV vaccine in Bhaktapur district. The vaccination campaign starting in February will target girls from grade 6 to 10. The campaign aims to prevent cervical cancer, which is the leading cancer among women in Nepal. In total, 243 schools and 46 other locations have been designated as vaccination centers. This campaign aims to provide 90 to 95% protection against cervical cancer. Now on to an international news update. South Korea's Constitutional Court held its first hearing to decide whether suspended President Yoon Suk-yeol should be removed from office following his martial law attempt last month. According to the BBC, the hearing ended within 4 minutes due to Yoon's absence. His lawyers stated Yoon would not attend for safety reasons, citing a warrant for his arrest on insurrection charges. Yoon was suspended on December after his impeachment by Parliament, but his removal requires approval from 6 of the court's 8 judges. A new hearing is set for Thursday. Investigators are also preparing another attempt to arrest Yoon, the first sitting president to face such action. His martial law attempt on the 3rd of December caused political and economic instability in South Korea. A Hamas delegation has reported positive progress in Gaza ceasefire negotiations following a meeting with Qatar's Amir. According to Al Jazeera, despite the ongoing talks, Gaza residents expressed mixed feelings of optimism and skepticism. Medical officials reported that Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 70 Palestinians in Gaza since Monday morning, including 12 people today. The siege on northern Gaza has now surpassed 100 days. Since the 7th of October 2023, Israeli attacks have resulted in the deaths of 46,584 Palestinians. Efforts toward a ceasefire continue as both sides grapple with the ongoing humanitarian and security crisis. North Korea has launched an unidentified projectile towards the East Sea, according to South Korea's military. According to the Agence France-Presse, the military did not provide immediate details on the launch. This launch follows a test of a new hypersonic missile system by North Korea a week ago, which the country claimed was meant to deter its rivals in the Pacific. North Korea's previous missile test occurred in November when it fired its most advanced solid-fuel intercontinental ballistic missile, ICBM. In response, South Korea launched a ballistic missile into the sea. Now on to a general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in some places in some of the provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung affirms no government interference in public service broadcasting and ensures an unbiased stance. Maghi Sankranti is being celebrated across Nepal by organizing various programs today. And South Korea begins impeachment trial against suspended President Yoon Suk-yeol. Well, that is the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates and programs, visit our official website, arenanepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in and have a good day.